สวัสดีค่ะ
Good morning to everybody. Indeed, this is Tuesday, and I want to start off with a story from the headline. So, Apple plans to move production out of China and into Thailand. Now, the story has it that Apple Inc. plans to move production out of China, which is the dominant country in the company's supply chain. Suppliers are being asked plan for moves elsewhere in Asia, particularly in India, Thailand, and Vietnam, to reduce the influence of Foxconn Technology Group. Analysts predict the main production location outside of China for Apple's future MacBooks may be Thailand. Currently, Apple's entire range of MacBook Air and MacBook Pro models are currently assembled in Chinese factories. Now, this decision of moving productions elsewhere comes as 300,000 workers at iPhone City, which is a giant city in China responsible for making up to 85% of Pro iPhones, staged multiple violent protests last week. And because of such incidents, Apple no longer feels comfortable of having so much of its business tied up in one place. Apple's long-term goal is to ship 40% to 45% of iPhones from India, compared with a single-digit percentage currently. Suppliers say Vietnam is expected to shoulder more of the manufacturing of other Apple products, such as AirPods, smartwatches, and laptops. For now, consumers shopping are stuck with some of the longest wait time for high-end iPhones in history. I had no clue that people were still waiting for iPhones.
Yeah, me too.
But I guess like having a factory here in Thailand would be good for them as well, because the labor force in Thailand is still considerably relatively cheap, cheaper than other places in the world, even though it's not as cheap as some places like Vietnam. I know their labor wages are much lower, but still, Thailand, we're kind of known for quality. Mm. Which is might be counterproductive to what a lot of people think, but we are actually quite good with quality control, I would say.
I just hope they spread the factories evenly. I have a feeling that they would like heavily go towards Vietnam and mm-hmm. India rather than Thailand.
Right.
For some reason. Even though they didn't say that.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. But that's good. I think it's smart to spread out the factories like that. Because I heard about the protests, even though I don't really know much about the details because I didn't read about it. It's not a smart move to just have everything in one spot. It's like the investment, a quote, right? You have to spread your eggs, right?
Yes, indeed. Triple AFX can help you with that as well.
I was about to say. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Yes, moving on. Well, talking about the inundation of protests, are there any inundations around the world, Sarah?
Yes, but not protests. Okay. It's just water this time. And the reason that I'm bringing this up today, because I think many of you are planning maybe going to the beaches, especially it's the high season for many of the tourists at this point. So the Thailand's National Water Command Center is advising people living or traveling into 11 southern provinces to brace for heavy rain and flooding from Thursday through Sunday.
Mm.
So areas that are vulnerable to river overflows and flooding includes provinces Chumphon, Phuket, Surat Thani, Nakhon Si Thammarat, Pathalung, Songkhla, Trang, Satun, Patani, Yala, and Narathiwat. So if any of you plan to go to these provinces, be careful, because even though you think Phuket is a big city, I think last month it saw heavy floodings as well.
Yes.
Yeah, so be careful. And so the agencies in the 11 provinces have been instructed by the National Water Command Center to monitor weather conditions and the water situation continuously, especially in areas where accumulated rainfall exceeds 90 millimeters in 24 hours and areas that flood repeatedly. So just a heads up. So if you plan to go anywhere in those 11 provinces and during this weekend, so just be prepared.
Mm. Yeah, just be careful. Take care, everybody.
Which is strange, you know, because I feel like this is, okay, we don't have winter season, but it's like the cold season already. I don't know why there is still flooding.
Mm-hmm. Right? I was just about to say the same thing. Like, I thought we were already past the rainy season,
yeah.
But I guess climate change, global warming, definitely. I'm not sure what's happening right now, but the weather has been very interesting in Thailand recently. And I'm just going to imagine that around the world, it's also similar. It's very unpredictable.
A lot of volcanoes are erupting as well.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
Right. So something's happening. So just be careful. It's just some heads up.
Yeah. So be careful, everybody. We're going to take a very quick break. And when we come back, we're going to update you with more news right after this.
Of investing, but don't know where to start? Ever heard of AAA FX?
What is AAA FX?
Good question. Look no further than AAA FX, your choice for trading and investing. Low commissions and spread with fast execution. They're trustworthy and have been offering services since 2008. You can invest using various deposit methods, including crypto, with negative balance protection and 100% matching deposit bonus. Choose AAA FX and enter the lucrative market of trading. Visit AAAFX.com.
Jumpstart your startup business with Southeast Asia's largest tech and startup hub. Get an endorsement for a year Smart S visa. Join the True Digital Park Startup Booster today.
Welcome back. This show is sponsored by AAA FX. And guess what? Drum rolls. We have a new sponsor.
Ooh.
And that is a True Digital Park. Now, let me talk about True Digital Park first. Mm. So if you guys are an entrepreneur or know somebody who is an entrepreneur and looking to build a startup, then consider Thailand as your country of choice. Now, in Thailand, we have Smart Visa Type S programs specifically for people who want to work and live in Thailand while working on their international startups. And if I had to recommend a place where you can secure that visa even more, you should try looking up True Digital Park's Startup Booster Program, because in that program, you get so many benefits, such as an endorsement from True Digital Park itself for the one-year Thailand visa for international startups, one-year co-working space at True Digital Park, business matching events, consultation sessions, startup business funding opportunities, and so much more. I'm just talking about possibly less than half of their benefits there. And guess what? It's less than $3,000 for
what?
All of that.
Really? All inclusive?
All inclusive.
Wow.
Yes. There's a lot more, which I'll probably put into details tomorrow. But do check out True Digital Park's Startup Booster Program if you're looking to live and work in Thailand legally, and especially if you're looking to do a startup. Also, AAA FX. Making investing easier with AAA FX, your go-to trading partner when it comes to crypto, foreign exchange, or even stocks. If you want to invest, look no further than AAA FX. There you have it, our sponsors for today. Mm. Now, Sarah, let's talk about some apps.
Some apps, yes. And this apps is the answer to our question of last week that about the license that they're going to deduct points.
Oh, yeah.
And we were questioning, like, how are they going to do that? How are they going to implement it? So here's the answer. The National Telecom, or NT, has joined forces with the Royal Thai Police to create a system that lets motorists check their driving behavior via a mobile application in a bid to improve driving and reduce road accidents via a mobile application again, sorry. And the app is called Khap Di, which means good drive, which is developed in collaboration with other related agencies, including the Department of Land and Krung Thai Bank as well. Krung Thai has been very proactive in building apps, apparently. Mm-hmm. And the app provides road traffic information and a system to check driving behavior points. So there you go. Now you can see how much points you have left, how are your points deducted, and all of that. So from January 9th next year, as I have mentioned last week, every driving license holder will be given 12 points, which are reduced for violations of traffic rules or failure to pay traffic fines, according to the Royal Thai Police. So the move is in an effort by authorities to improve road discipline and curb traffic accidents. And a loss of all 12 points results in the driver having his or her license suspended for 90 days. And if the license is suspended 4 times in 3 years, it could be voided. So the deducted points are automatically restored after 1 year or when traffic violators pass training sessions. And the NT president said the Khap Di app project was created because the company wants to assist the Royal Thai Police in improving road safety. The app allows users to check traffic citations, pay citations, and file appeals against citations, offering convenience as more motorists adopt a digital lifestyle. So the app is now available for all 30 million licensed drivers drivers and owners of more than 40 million registered vehicles, and it can be downloaded via both iOS and Android-powered smartphones. So there you go. There's an answer.
My only reservation is that why are we creating so many new apps? Because there are existing apps. Can't we add a feature in that app to deduct things?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
There was one for the snitch, remember?
And get rid of the, I don't know, the nonprofit making weird apps.
Just, I know, like,
get
just rid combine of those. It in one.
Exactly. I don't know God why it's so why. Complicated.
Exactly.
And also those things, a lot of the people who hold driver license in Thailand, they also don't read Thai sometimes. Like, yeah. They're English. Even Thai people who, there's a lot of Thai people who can't read the app in Thai.
Yes.
So make sure that you translate those things properly as well, like, because it's very confusing for people to use and navigate the app, because it's not very intuitive too, unfortunately.
Yeah, and if it's going to be a big part of the deduction program, the license point deduction program, then you better make it bilingual.
Yeah.
At least.
At the very least, I agree. Yes. Now for our last news, officials seized 25 tons of illegal meat from Chonburi factory. Now Chonburi authorities raided an illegal meat processing plant yesterday and impounded 25 tons of cow and pig offal along with other meats. The Livestock Development Department uncovered the illegal stash in over 50 containers stashed in a makeshift production factory. The containers were housed in cooler tanks and refrigerated containers. Now the meat was stored soaked in formalin, a watered-down type of formaldehyde used for preservation that can cause chemical burns and throat swelling. If I'm not misunderstanding this, isn't formalin used for, like, diseased people?
Yes, oh. Like corpse.
Oh, no. Anyhow, each of the containers had 25 liters of formalin that the animal products were packed in. So very toxic, I guess, for the human consumption. Mm-hmm. The massive stockpile was seized by the livestock department, and the meat samples will be analyzed in the lab to see if there is any disease or dangerous substances contamination in the stash.
Formalin is
already contaminated.
Yes.
The illegal meat processing plant with discovered... I think that was misspelled. Well, discovered when neighbors complained of an awful stench coming from the factory. Neighborhood residents expressed fears that whatever was going on in there could potentially spread disease throughout their community. Among the items turned up during the raid were receipts for about 2,300 orders from customers. The illegal meat was scheduled to be delivered to over 60 different barbecue shops throughout Chonburi province. Wow.
Oh, no.
Now, the meat has been impounded, and officials have ordered the owner of the factory to submit legal documents and operating licenses to the livestock department within 15 days. If they aren't able to produce the proper paperwork, the meat will be disposed of either by burial or by burning all 25 tons. I think just seeing meat lying in toxic substances, they should already get rid of it. I don't think that they should even wait for 15 days.
Exactly. I don't understand this logic at all.
Mm.
And to check for contamination, I'm sure it's already contaminated.
Yeah.
You don't have to check anymore.
Right. And I hope that they get prosecuted and they have to do something about it, because apparently I don't believe that these barbecue shops, all these 60 different barbecue shops, even know how they treat their meat.
For sure.
But if they do, then shame on them as well for buying things that are contaminated and very dangerous for the consumers to consume. Oh, well. But yeah. Well, good thing that they're arrested and now some things will be done. At least they're taking precautions of asking for the owner to submit legal documents.
And it's good for us consumers to know this as well, so that we can be more aware of when we go to barbecue shops to try to select ones that we find more credible. I'm not saying there are others are not credible, just sometimes when it's too cheap, you know, there's nothing good from too cheap barbecue,
right?
Especially meat.
I'm always so perplexed by how people can price their, you know, how do you call it? The bingyang mukata. Like, I don't know how to say that in English, but basically they have these hot pots and then you can put very thin sliced meat on top of it.
Yeah.
And some of them even have their prices as low as 99 baht for all you can eat.
Yeah.
I mean, 6.99 is okay, but 99 baht for all you can eat. Oh, dear. And you can't say, oh, they're making money on their booze, because even the booze is quite cheap as well. So I don't know where they're getting their meat from. But anyways, do be careful of those places, especially if you're living around the Chonburi province, because apparently a lot of local restaurants order from that place. So do be careful. Anyways, on that note, that is all from us today, and we'll see you again tomorrow. Bye for now.
Bye.